Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek, episode number 88. I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And today, as always, we will be discussing tech news and news and
whatevs we want.
The events that are happening in the apartment, whether there's a ghost or, you know, could be anything.
Bleed Geek Ghost Hunters coming up next.
Last week there was a ghost.
It was weird, because before you got here, when I was packing stuff up, it happened.
Then I scared him away.
Yeah, apparently.
I get it. It's Thursday today, the February Eve. Is that what you'd call it, right? The night before February?
Sure.
It's the last day of January. January 31st.
That's what I was going to say. Or January 31st.
Apparently it's 2012, according to the note I wrote. So change that. It's still the first month it's allowed to be writing 12 still, right? Everybody knows it's 2013.
I saw a picture. It was like, I'm going to be writing my threes like this for like the next couple months. And it was somebody who had drawn a two. And then they like kind of scratched in like the little last hoop on the three.
Crazy kids.
Because I had to do that on one of my...
I've been pretty good about it so far.
It's like, I don't have to write that often, but I did it on my check for paying rent, and I was like, damn it! Got me good.
You got me good this time.
Damn you, 2013.
Anyway, it's Thursday night. Approximately 8. I actually don't know what time it is. Can't be that far off of 8.
8:08.
8:08. And heartbreaks.
Unless you have military time.
And heartbreaks. No?
No.
Kanye album? 808s and Heartbreaks?
No.
It's a good album.
All right. I'll believe you.
Anyway, so it's been a week. You know.
It has been a week.
The biggest news of the week, I think, was probably yesterday's BlackBerry stuff announcement.
Wait, RIM.
No, they are now BlackBerry officially, just BlackBerry. And they're not two words, it's just one word.
And BlackBerry's is not IES also, it's Y apostrophe S.
Where do they use that ever?
Like my company has multiple BlackBerry's deployed in our network.
Why?
What do you mean? I was using that as an example. You know what I mean?
Would it be...
It's a proper noun.
Oh, I get you. Yeah. So, RIM's crazy, more or less, is the moral of the story. BlackBerry, now.
BlackBerry.
They officially changed their name, full support behind BlackBerry 10. Actually, so they're releasing two new phones. I don't remember their names, like the Z10 and the X10 or something.
The Z10. I didn't.
And the Z10 is the non-touchscreen one, is the touchscreen one.
Is the
non-keyboarded. They have one that has a touchscreen, one that has a keyboard. We're going to talk about it a little bit, but no one's going to buy it, so it's not that important.
Like, the whole thing, you want to know what bugged me?
What bugged you?
It bugged me that BlackBerry was consuming all of my tech sites. I'm like, get the F out. Nobody cares.
That they hired Alicia Keys as their creative director?
And she was posting to Twitter from an iPhone?
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, that was funny. Not that that's the first time that that's happened. Like,
it was like instantly, like everyone was like, ha ha ha, look at her from her iPhone.
It's like, look how many people gave Kevin Rose crap. It's like, oh, he's working for Google and he's got an iPhone. And it's like, who cares? Use what you want. And wasn't somebody from Windows using an iPad? Like,
Oprah was like, I love my Microsoft Surface.
That's what it was.
Tweeted from my iPad.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was somebody like.
And there's a few others, but.
But still. Like, who cares? Don't care.
She's
doing it for the money.
So BlackBerry 10. I actually don't know. I know. So they have the two models. I know the Z10 is going to be $199. And it has to be out relatively soon. Because I know that the keyboarded one isn't available until April, and that was much later down the line. They announced.
Are you going to get one?
No. They announced BlackBerry 10.
Did you think about it?
No. It had some stuff. I don't even know.
Like, I honestly didn't. I didn't click on anything about.
I looked. I checked out some reviews because the people had the phone. Oh, the Verge had a review of it.
Did you read it, actually?
I skimmed it.
That's not...
I read parts of it. It was a long review.
All right.
I saw that the biggest problem that... Because Joshua Topolsky did it. His biggest problem with it was the battery life sucked. Because LTE... And LTE sucks a lot of battery. But he couldn't... He said consecutively he could not make it through a day with it. Like, every day he had to charge it in the middle of the day. And that was a huge problem for him. And anybody that's... And if you can't make it through a work day, might as well get out, right?
Well, and I know... somebody had said that it was, or I'd read one review on the camera. Did you see that?
The camera looked pretty cool. The thing it could do, like, it video pictures. Did
yes.
you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. But, like, they said it was, like, one of the worst quality cameras that they've ever used, which I thought was...
So the video camera, they have, like, it's, like, takes video, and you can pick the best spot in the video that you want, and you can take the picture from there, and you can change the faces from other spots in the video. So, like, if there's, like, three people, and they're all, you know, obviously sometimes people don't all make the right face at the right time.
Right.
So you could change two people's faces
So they're stealing what Microsoft claims that, remember the commercial when they were like, to the cloud? And it was like they were taking
a picture. Yeah, but they were just photocopying, I think, out of other pictures. Like, this is legitimately, like, from the same video you're taking the face.
I'm going to call shenanigans.
And then, like, there's, like, a scrubber on the side. I'm making a motion, but if you can't see it. Like, so you could, like, and it slowly, like, goes up in the video, and the face changes, so you find the right spot, and then you could do it on another face. Like,
that's pretty cool.
It is, but not anything that would... And if the quality is bad, then what is the point?
True.
So, yeah. They said that they have 70,000-ish apps. But in the review, it said 69,000 of them were crap. Which means only one out of, you know, every 1,000 apps is good.
Those are good odds, right?
Right. They're also running some crazy Android ROM on there to make it seem like they have more apps. So they're porting Android apps to BlackBerry.
Oh, guys, we got so many apps here.
But apparently they run like crap in the ROM. I did read that. Overall, sounds like a real good start for them.
That's fun. It's too bad.
The reviews have been basically just said it's another smartphone, but it's not quite on par with Android or iOS, so... Cool,
like,
story.
Honestly, I would much rather have a Windows phone than a BlackBerry.
Well, and then, so I was watching the Verge cast today, and like, they asked them, so you're in a store, and you have, there's no iPhones, no Androids, you have to pick between Windows and BlackBerry. Go. All three of them picked Windows.
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer.
So. Cool story, BlackBerry. I guess we will never find out if RIM would be purchased or not, because now it's BlackBerry, right? They just dissolved into themselves. And then, like, on the wire cutter, they're like, there's some harsh words about it, I know, but basically saying, you know, it's cool, but I would never tell anyone to buy it.
Pretty much. Never recommend this
to any of my friends, never...
And there's so many companies now. I mean, like, I can't say so many, but our company's even getting rid of BlackBerry.
Right.
You know, in support of iPhones and Android. So I hope somebody buys them. Google buys them. That'd be so awesome.
There was a lot of talk that Lenovo was going to buy them. Which would make sense because they're very enterprise-y.
That Lenovo phone, I was looking at it again.
That's never going to come out in the U.S.
I know, it sucks. It's so it's so sweet looking, though.
I mean, and it could.
Right.
It supposedly is going to, but...
Well, it won't help me any if I bought one now, because... What? Yeah, it's illegal to...
Jailbreak?
Illegal to jailbreak your phone also. I didn't catch if that was in the news, but...
Yeah. as of like 2 days ago, it's illegal to jailbreak your phone, just an FYI. But the catch of that is if you already owned it prior to that going into effect, you could do whatever you want.
Yeah, so it's after, I thought it was after the 26th.
It was like 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Maybe it was Monday.
Okay. Either way.
That would have been the 28th, so.
Yes, I can jailbreak my phone. Haha.
So you can jailbreak yours, but if you buy a new one, then you can't.
It seems stupid.
Oh, and speaking of Google making a phone for you, did you see that there was, they had posted a job at Motorola for a Phone X, and now it's got the rumor mill churning that it's your, I call it yours because it's what you want, but
I know.
But for their, what would be their Nexus?
God,
Motorola's
so awesome.
Nexus.
Bring it on.
What would they call it? The Droid Nexus? That's what it would be called, right? That's all they make is Droid, you know?
No, why wouldn't it just be called the Nexus?
Because, like, the Galaxy Nexus. That would be confusing.
I bet you they'd just call it the Nexus. And then it's going to have versions.
The Motorola Droid Nexus HD.
No, Google's better than that.
LTE 478.
Did you see Google's new Android icon they put up at their building?
Made out of Chrome?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Reading a bit much into that, are we?
No, I didn't read it at all.
People.
I just thought it was cool, but people were freaking out. They're like, what does it mean? And
right,
I'm like,
that's what...
pretty sure it just looks cool.
Pretty sure they have an operating system called Chrome?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why.
And Chrome's available on Android? Ooh. We solved the mystery. We heard it here first.
It's like detectives.
Oh, man.
I really think that's all my Android news for the day, unless you have something else.
No. I'm good. Go Google.
Microsoft had some stuff today, yesterday, this week, whatever. Nokia is finally rolling out 7.8 for their phones, I guess. Cool if you're a Nokia user. But they'll never upgrade beyond that because they'll never upgrade to Windows 8. So you're better off just getting a new phone. Office 2013 finally came out. Did you go get that? Did you download it?
Downloaded it.
It's download only.
It's probably one of the smartest things they could do.
That's true.
Because it takes away pretty much all pirating capabilities.
Right. And it's a cloud-based and it's a subscription-based. So, I mean, like, you keep your stuff in the cloud, but
it's
$100. Remember, they kind of left that alone, huh? They kind of just went away from that and pretend like that never happened. Or
maybe there's somebody, like, that had, like, a trademark on it, and they're like, crap.
But it's $100 a year. No,
and I'm assuming...
No iOS apps yet. Everyone made a big deal about that, too.
I think $100 a year is...
Reasonable?
Fairly reasonable.
Like, it's like $250, I think, for like what they were charging before, and they're coming out with a new one about every 2 years.
And that's what I was just gonna say. Like, this is I just foresee them just like when Office 2015 comes out or wherever the next one is it'll just continue along that line. So
right. I mean, it makes sense. It's Office. I mean, I think Office is becoming more of an enterprise thing because I think a lot more people are using Google Docs now. Because it's for free.
Yeah. I found myself... Like, I use Google Docs here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd realized after I'd reinstalled Win 7 on my computer, it's like, oh, crap, I didn't put Office back on. And I was like, do I just switch to Google Docs now? But part of me... Like, it's just convenient to have it just on my computer. So I reinstalled.
Right. But at some point, it's going to, like, I feel like the momentum is shifting, like, for consumers.
I'm not.
Especially, I think, college level.
I'm just going to hold on to my Office 2010 copy, and I'm going to never get rid of it then.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, probably not.
Seems reasonable. Balmer, of course, made some comments, because that's what he does, about Dropbox. He's like, yeah, they're not a bad startup. I remember when we had 100 million users. He called them little. They have 100 million users, and he's like, "Yeah, they're a neat startup, but I'm not worried about them." So, mind you, he also laughed at the iPhone. Just saying.
It's true.
But that was funny. I thought of him too. He says a lot of things that maybe he shouldn't. Eric Schmidt.
Yeah. They're good at talking.
I don't even know why they keep him around.
I used Mega for the first time today.
Yeah?
Yeah. From an end, like, I've uploaded a file now. Works awesome. I was the first end user interface today. Also, way slick. Like, the encryption part is completely, unseen to the person. Download speeds were insane. I was pulling, like, 3 megasecond.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, this is pretty sweet. And the site looks really pretty.
They're having some issues this week already, though, I think.
Yeah, they...
Copyright problems already.
Yeah. I'd seen tonight, was it, that Kim had posted saying, oh, Google gets these many number of requests to pull stuff down, and we've only done this, you know? And it's like 0.001% of our things. And it's like, you've been up for a freaking week.
They're already cutting... What did I see that they're cutting third-party search indexing from their site?
He just shut down. It was like a mega-search.me or something. It was like, apparently it was super sweet, and they just shut it down.
Super sweet.
It was like the link article that I'd seen was like, well, nice knowing ya.
So, yeah, Mega's, I think it, like, I mean, because Mega Upload was what it was, but I mean, let's be honest, it was used for pirating, like, majoritatively.
Oh, for sure.
And so it's hard for him. And I mean, the fact that he launched Mega and had a pretend FBI raid at the party, I mean, the whole, like, he knows what it's for, like, well, but there are people, because of the amount of usage, that are going to use it for real, like, as Dropbox, or they would box.net or SkyDrive or iCloud or whatever it may be.
It's funny, because I only think of, like, I bet there was a ton of people that still used it for legit purposes, you know?
Mega Upload?
Yeah. But I only saw from the pirating aspect, you know?
Right.
So, it's funny to me, like, when I listen to the way people talk. Like, even, like, when I went to that concert with my cousin, me and him and his friend, we were talking about music. And I'm like, oh, yeah, have you heard this album yet? And he's like, it's not out. And I was like, do I tell him? I'm like, I'll just leave it, let it go, you know? And it's like, you know, so it's interesting, because there's a ton of people who just, like, it's hard to tell if it's, like, just because of what I do and what I know that it's so familiar to me, or if it's...
Right.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot of people that are not naive to the internet or to wrongdoing, but... They're naive to the internet and wrongdoing. I don't know how to put it any other way, I guess.
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean, though. It's like, just... Yeah. Anyways, we can move on.
That's pirating. We do not endorse pirating in any way, shape, or form. Moving on.
But if you're looking to, it's worthwhile checking out mega.co.nz.
Yeah. The Surface Pro we talked about last week, the 64 gig version was announced that it will only have 23 gigs of usable space.
Which you had a problem with that.
I did have a problem with that. Well, it's funny because I read later after I talked to you about it, I read an article that said, will this bring up the FCC to push for some sort of branding it as it actually is, like end user style. Saying what they are.
Because it's sort of like false advertising.
Right. I mean, it does have 64 gigs.
Right.
But because 41 of it is being used by the operating system, which seems insane. I mean...
No, it'd be like 30-some.
And then apps that are pretty low.
Well, there will be some that is just reserved for system.
Like in the future? Like, or for system use.
Like, if you buy a new hard drive that's 500 gigs, when you have it formatted, it's like only 460 some are usable.
Right.
Because it has to store the file table somewhere.
But it's craziness.
I feel like we just dove into a little bit of nerdiness there. It doesn't happen very often, like, getting in depth, I feel like.
So, yeah. And... The 128, I think, will have, roughly the same, like, or about 40 gigs gone right away. So, yep.
That seems, the only crazy part to me is that Like, I would like to know what else is on there, because I can't imagine the OS being...
Well, I mean, look at the Windows 8 on a... It's only, like, it's not that big of a file.
Right.
I mean, like, 8 gigs, maybe?
Right.
So where's the other...
That's what I'm curious about.
I know there's a lot of preloaded apps, and maybe just drivers for the panels, or... I don't know. I mean, it's come... I don't know that the Pro actually comes... I think it comes with Office on it, but still, I don't think Office could be that big. But I don't know either. Who knows?
Who knows? If you know, hit us up at fans@bleedgeek.com.
Yeah. And then Apple released a new iPad this week, 128 gigs.
Are you excited?
No.
Why?
Why did
that was the first thing I said in my head.
I think it's...
Why?
Well...
Are they keeping up with the Joneses? Is that what
maybe.
They're trying to do?
I mean, because there are 128 gig surfaces now.
Right.
And so, and a lot of people, I read comments, I think it was on Gizmodo, I was reading comments, and there's some people were like, why in the world would anyone ever need this much space? And there was someone that commented, you know, I never thought I would use MySpace either, but when I had a 32, I went to a 64, and now I almost have that completely full. He's just like, you know, I like to keep a bunch of episodes of TV shows on there just so I always have them with me, which... makes sense, but still seems like overkill, especially with cloud storage and what have you. The other thing that was mentioned was it would be good if they allowed for multiple users to access a, like if you get a multiple logins, kind of like a computer does, you know, on an iPad, then it would make sense so everyone could have their own apps and whatnot. But since Apple hasn't done that yet, seems a little silly. And the fact that it's expensive. So what is it? $499, $599, $699, $699. So it's $799 for the base model and $9 something for the LTE version, which seems outrageous. But I mean, it doesn't because it is the right. Hard drive is going to be expensive because it's flash drive. But it's still crazy.
Even them are they're coming down a ton in price though.
Well, right, but it falls right into their price point
right.
configuration.
Nope.
So it's not a real shocker that that's the price. And then there's a bunch of hubbubaloo about a new Apple TV going through the FCC that was going to be like a millimeter smaller, supposedly.
Oh, man.
But then Apple actually came out and they're like, no, it's the same size. And it's just, it's not an upgrade that we're going to announce. It's just that we're upgrading the CPU and it'll be the same thing. They're just putting in, because right now they have the A5 in them, and it looks like it'll be the A5X. Not that that really matters, but now you know. YouTube is supposedly going to try paid channels. Would you, if the Hodge Twins cost you $1 a month to watch the Hodge Twins, would you pay that?
It's a bad example, because they're apparently getting their own TV show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What about Epic Mealtime?
No. I'd pirate it.
What about...
There's really not a lot that I would pay for.
Yeah? You don't think... But do you think...
I think they... Do I think they deserve it?
So that doesn't really count.
Do I think they deserve it? Yes. They have to make a good amount right now...
On ads.
Through ads. Hence why you have people like Epic Mealtime doing episodes. They've got 3 a week now, I think.
For real?
Yeah.
I don't keep up with it at all anymore.
Kevin
Smith was just on there. That seems crazy.
True. And a guy from one of the weightlifting channels also.
Nice.
But.
Anyway. But anyways. Supposedly they're looking from like a $1 to $5 a month subscription. Supposedly. I mean, it's all kind of hearsay right now. For their premium type channels, like the ones that they probably started, because they invested money in a number of them a while ago. I think like the Nerdist and Geek and Sundry and a few of the others that are out there. So who knows? I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what they do. I don't...
Agreed.
I go back and forth. Like, I see that, because I understand how the model works, like... There are a lot of people that make really good shows, like you said, Epic Mealtime and like really actual produced television basically shows on YouTube, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're making money off ads only, so would they not have ads then if we're paying for them? Would that be the difference? I mean, the ads aren't
Now that would be interesting.
But at this point, the ads aren't that big of a problem. I mean, they're at the beginning only.
Right, but you get when you get those 30-second ones that you can't skip, and it's like, God damn it.
30 seconds is like so much of your life that you're just pissed about it?
It is. When you want to watch like a 2-minute clip, 30 seconds is a lot.
2 minutes, yeah. Well, I mean, that's 25% of the show is then commercial. Well,
20%. Yeah. Well, yes. 20%
of what the time of that you have to spend. Of what the time
invested would be.
Right. 25% of the actual show. Anyway.
God, we rock.
So, I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. YouTube.
YouTube subscriptions.
Yeah, no, 30 seconds is a lot for a 2-minute clip. And I do get annoyed by that as well. Especially if there's like a number of 2-minute clips you want to watch and you have to wait each time. Because, yeah, you're just extending your time. But maybe they would. I'm sure they would get rid of it. I don't know. Or if they had the option to pay to get rid of them, or you can watch them with the ads, that might work. But I feel like they don't make a dollar per view. You know what I mean? But if it's per month, who knows? It's all hearsay. Moving on from that. Netflix had some interesting comments this week. They want to make at least 5 new shows a year. House of Cards launches this weekend, tomorrow? Does it come out tomorrow? Do you know?
No.
You're like, what do I care? I don't have Netflix. Whatever. So it's like, I don't remember who the director is, but it's someone, David Fincher, that's who it is. David Fincher, and it's starring Kevin Spacey. It's a pretty big deal. I mean, not a big deal, I guess, but, you know, so the first episode, and then I think the rest of the season will be out soon, so that's coming out. So Netflix said that they want to become HBO before HBO becomes us.
I did see that.
Which I thought was interesting.
It's not going to happen, though.
You don't think so?
No.
I don't know. If they actually produce good, like, they have a number of shows coming out that have not out yet, but like, they have that Arrested Development coming. They have this House of Cards, which looks like, given the cast and the people, I mean, they've spent, like, they invested like $100 million into it. So, I mean, obviously, they put a lot of money into it. But I think if they could make good shows, I don't think the level ever fully replaced. The problem with HBO is that HBO makes really good shows and always has. Like, I don't know. Maybe you should get Netflix.
I'm enjoying my Prime.
Yeah, and then I'm going to have Zombieland, and I'll be fine. All right.
That's going to be sweet.
I'll have it too, though. So, it's fine.
Cool story, bro.
And Xbox is going to allow people with silver accounts to access Netflix this weekend without having a paid subscription.
That's interesting.
So they can see House of Cards.
I see what they did there.
And tricky, right? So I don't know if Netflix is paying them for that. I'm sure they are.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sure they have some kind of
deal. But in the end,
it's a smart move, though.
Do you think so? How many people do you think
You think, like, man, I really love this silver account. I wish I could watch Netflix. I don't have another way to do it. Well, so I don't have a subscription anyway. That's what I was going to say.
It's like, how many people do you think
have Xboxes? Well, then you could get your 30-day free trial.
Mm.
And then suddenly you're hooked, and then you're paying for it. And then they come back, then all of a sudden you're paying for Netflix. Then you don't have a gold subscription, and then you have to get the gold subscription.
You're freaking out,
and
man,
to pay the Netflix. And suddenly you're, you know, $25 a month in. And then Netflix and Xbox are both sitting back laughing because they're taking your money. And you don't even know how this happened. That's how it goes. You don't think that's what's going to happen? That's what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen.
Who's running a proxy out of China? Anyway. yeah, so Microsoft. And, well, the last Microsoft news I have is today. So this is only really helpful if you're listening live. Today is the last day for the cheap upgrade to Windows 8.
hence why Todd is attempting to...
No, I saw it earlier. That's what made me think of it. I meant to put it on our show notes. But, so if you're listening live, good luck. If not, I guess, too little, too late. Hey, next time, listen live.
exactly.
For little important tidbits like that. So I have some app news, I guess. Temple Run 2 got downloaded 50 million times in the first 13 days, breaking the previous record held by Angry Birds Star Wars, which was like 35 days to get that to that point.
Is it really that good?
Temple Run 2?
Yeah.
I don't know, I didn't download it.
Yeah, right.
Well, I didn't really like the thing I have a problem with, like, I don't understand the deal with this game. Like, I've played it. I played the first one a little, and it's like, great, you swipe to the side, you swipe to the side. That's that. Like, I mean, you could say the same thing about Angry Birds, right? Great, you pull a slingshot, you shoot some birds. Whatever.
Except they then you have to, like, sometimes, like, the ones that split into three birds, you gotta, like, tap that at the right time.
Well, in the Star Wars one, you get ones with the lightsabers and ones with the force. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. What? It's good stuff. You got Chewbacca as a Angry Bird. What's not to love?
What's not to love?
It's like a Wookiee bird. but Temple Run is... Funny. Have you ever played Temple Run?
No.
The first one either?
No.
You're not missing out. I don't know. The other thing I will say is Angry Birds was a paid app. And it got that fast. Temple Run is free. So it is impressive that they downloaded that many. But I still think it's more impressive that Angry Birds did it in the amount of time they did it when people were actually paying for that app. Because then they're obviously making a lot more money. Vine had some issues this week. We talked about Vine launching. Did it launch last Thursday?
Yeah. Oh, man. Prawn, huh?
Yeah. Yes, there was. There's a little bit of a... I mean...
Come tell me they did not. How did they not?
How do you
see
not
that
see that coming? I mean, it made sense as soon as I saw it. I was like, oh, it makes so much sense.
And that day that it happened, like, I follow Gizmodo, and that day there was like four articles in a row that were like porn related. And I'm like, how am I can't. I had to close Gizmodo. I'm like, okay, I guess I'll.
Almost like the day they actually had porn on the front of their site, right?
Seriously, and none of them got back to me.
Jerks.
I know.
Wait.
That didn't happen.
What?
Gizmodo.
That they had porn?
Yeah.
They're pretending it didn't happen, you mean?
No, I'm pretending that it didn't happen.
Oh, you mean because you didn't open it at work.
Right.
So,
Gizmodo.
The other problem is not only did Pinevine become...
Pinevine?
Pinevine.
Pinevine.
Did not only become a home for a lot of porn, someone accidentally promoted one as an editor's choice. And so it was, like, right at the top of everybody's feeds.
And it wasn't just, like, it was somebody. It wasn't, like, a random algorithm. Somebody
Yeah, like, somebody picked
it. That was the best part to me. I'm like, that's...
Sucks to be him. Or her, I guess. But let's be honest, it was a him.
Why do you gotta be like that? Maybe it was a girl. Just saying.
So, earlier last week, Apple had taken an app off because they're, you know, against adult material. And so everyone wondered what they were going to do about this, but they stopped promoting Vine because it was an editor's choice. But when this all happened, they took that away and stopped promoting it on the front of the App Store. Everyone wondered if they would be safe because of the Twitter partnership that Apple has. Because Twitter owns Vine, obviously. But it was kind of funny, and... If you make anything that allows somebody to make video. It was not only like people actually recording themselves, but people just recording their video screen of porn. it's pretty straightforward.
There was, I don't remember if it came from Gizmodo, if it was something I saw on like
There's a C in there. Anyways,
but it was like this random GIF, and it was like...
XLCD?
Anyways. It was a picture, like, showing, like, somebody using Vine, and they were taking a picture, like, here's
The sushi?
Yeah, of my sushi, and it's like,
It was from there, but they did have it on Gizmodo.
It
said Instagram. Look, here's my sushi. Then it was Vine. Look, here's my sushi. And it was a video of someone.
It was like three super small changed video angles of it.
Anyways. Apple and Android now claim 92% of the smartphone market. So,
is that crazy?
Have fun, Windows and BBM, BlackBerry, and Migo.
And BBC.
And, yeah, I don't know. There's other phones, I know, but obviously 8% of that's left is split between a small number of other people. And it's not going well for them. Pebble came out this week, or there's reviews out, at least. I think they've been shipping.
Yeah, I didn't catch any. I did see that they had started shipping. Well, we talked about it last week. They'd started shipping the black ones, but I heard.
The reviews are pretty good. There's some interesting, I don't know really if The Verge is the only one that I saw had a review, because, like, TechCrunch had an article, but it was just commenting about The Verge's review, so I don't know if they just got theirs so far, like, they just got one of the first ones, or what happened, but whatever. But a lot of the things that he noted were, like, it is cool, like, it's nice, but there's still features that, you know, need to be expanded upon. A lot of people don't like the way it actually looks. They want more options with the watch. The weird thing to note was, like, apparently iOS, since iOS 5, kind of almost has a base built for using this, at least with their native features, like messaging, email, phone, stuff like that, like the actual native apps on iPhone. He said it's a little harder to get the notifications from the third-party apps to show up on it, but that basically the Bluetooth pairing auto does from iOS, so it was super easy. And the Pebble app is essentially just a Bluetooth pairer on the iPhone, but that on Android doesn't have really any support for it at all. So with the Pebble app on Android, they basically had to build the whole system in the app, and that essentially the app has to do everything. So it's like reads your emails, because it has to send them to you. Like, it yep. takes your emails and reads them, and your messages and your phone calls. Like, so some people might be a little worried security wise, because it's like it sets up its own IMAP client.
That's cool. I mean,
but it also kills your battery a lot faster, I guess, because it's doing all that it's extra doing work. Everything.
Maybe there'll be somebody that'll be able to build off of it then to kind of make it a
more efficient.
Yeah.
I just thought it was crazy that, like, iOS is such a shutdown system, that how much easier they made it than Android. But then now a lot of speculation is Apple is actually has been planning on their own, or at least to help market these features, and that's why it was built into iOS 5 originally.
Mm-hmm.
And they did play around with the iPod Nanos with the little square ones with the watch bands. And so maybe, like, they have an end game there somewhere. But, of course, it's all speculation. But it's interesting. But overall, it was a really good review. Like, 8.2 out of 10, I think, is what they gave it. And although he said he noticed he saw a lot more of his notifications, it still saved him time from not pulling his phone out every time. Because then every time it vibrates, you just look at your watch and you can see exactly what it is. So you see everything, like every email you get, you right. look and you check it. But then you don't have to do anything more than that. And it's just a simple look.
Yeah, I guess that would be nice. Because like me, it's like every time I get something, it's like I've got to swipe up, I got to put in my lock code, and then I got to check my notification menu.
Right.
So I guess it would have a benefit.
Instead of being like, huh, okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
I feel like, how would that work for you? How often would you be checking it?
Well, I mean, it would go off. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Just but like, how often, though?
Well, it depends on what I was doing.
Say you're just at, like, normal average work day.
Like, well, I just had my phone sitting out anyway, so.
You're killing me.
Like, you mean how many notifications do I get a day?
Fine, like, you're at home. It's Super Bowl Sunday. How often are you going to have to look at your watch?
Well, I mean, is it checking Twitter for me? Because then stuff's going crazy.
Well, if it was doing Twitter, it would be going nuts.
Yeah. No. I mean, I get a lot of messages, sure.
That's all I was trying to say. You get a lot of messages. Carry on, my wayward son.
Pebble. It's a thing. Facebook announced today they're having a Facebook card. You can buy people Facebook cards. So, okay, so that's not that crazy, right? The crazy thing is, so they're actually sending a physical plastic card. Like but the cool part of it is you can have multiple credit gift cards in one. So you could have, like, $50 for Target on the same card as you have, like, $30 to Best Buy or... So it's taking gift cards into one.
And then in the end, you realize you still have a plastic gift card.
And why don't I just have it on my phone?
Yep.
Because they don't have that yet. PayPal's... Passbook is getting there.
Kohl's, they've got, like, why couldn't they turn it into, like, a barcode type system?
Or a QR code.
Or a QR code.
I know there's some places that do... Like, I used to always do... When Borders was still around, I used to always get coupons on my phone, and they could scan my phone, or they looked at my phone.
They can literally, like, I have Kohl's emails, and when I shopped there last time, they literally scanned the barcode on my phone.
The fact that Delta scans boarding passes, I think we're to the point where it's safe.
Right. So.
I don't know. I mean, that's what Passbook is for on iOS, right? And Google Wallet.
Google Wallet.
I mean, those two things are essentially the same at this point. Minus NFC on one. Not that anyone uses it on the other. But it's still an interesting idea. Although I don't know who would buy something for someone on Facebook and send it to them in the mail. That's just weird. Iran fired a monkey into space. Yep. Now you know.
That's pretty much what I thought when I was like, oh, they haven't done that before? Welcome to 1960, guys.
They said the monkey remained intact, whatever that meant.
So it
take it
live.
As you will, huh?
So it didn't live.
But it didn't explode.
Oh, go team.
So I don't have the exact number for the Amazon earnings, and I don't think people really care a lot about the exact numbers when I talk about earnings anyway, to be honest. But I still... So they lost a lot of money, right?
It was a lot of money.
They were way below their expectations. And you know what happened to their stocks afterwards?
It went up.
What is this crazy world we live in?
You want to know
but
what
hey,
it is,
But hey, ebooks though? Are up 70%, so whatever.
No, I think it's, like, to me, it's almost one of those things, like, maybe people are trying to back the company, because Amazon's one of those companies that really, like,
They're trying a lot of things right now.
Well, they try a lot of things, but I feel like they actually care about, like, and, like, you've dealt with Amazon returns before, right?
Right.
Like, their customer service is, like, ridiculous. And right. They will, like, kid from Raptor Source, he bought something for...
Is he literally a kid?
No, he's 25, 6.
I was wondering, anyways. Generally you say a guy from Raptor Source, that's why I wondered.
Anyways. He bought something for his girlfriend, ordered it, like, he had Prime. Ordered it. Free 2-day shipping. Should have been there by Friday. Didn't show up. So he's like super pissed because he's like, fuck.
It was like her birthday on Saturday or something.
Pretty
probably.
Much. It was one of those things.
Right.
Like, anyways, neither here nor there. We just won't use any names.
Right.
And so he emailed them on Monday and they were like, oh, sorry. Like he'd got it Monday and they're like, yeah, super sorry about that. That's our mistake. And they sent him $25.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I had a similar, like, it was supposed to be there on Friday, and it didn't get there till Monday, and so I just sent it back because I went to the store and bought it because I needed it that weekend, and I was like, well, I guess I'll just go buy it and send it back when I get it, and it was a free return. They paid for the shipping back, so.
Yeah, it's like, so I just think, like, people are willing to stand by a company that's willing to stand by them.
Right. No, I think also that they think they're still innovating, and so I think people are scared of Apple, and that's why the problem. There is not scared of Apple, but scared that plus there's a lot of negative talk. People are crazy. Stock market's a crazy thing.
Wow. Yeah, this is gonna look at I wanted to look at Apple stocks and see how they
It's probably like $300 now. I'm gonna go buy some pretty soon.
good luck with that. In the last month, they are down over
150 at least.
It's 100.
100
in the set last 6 months. It's over. It's almost. Is that one?
Cause it's below 500. It was up to 700 at one point.
Yeah, it's since
in like the last June six, or July.
Yeah, so it'd be five months. Last 5 months, they're down $150 a share.
That's crazy.
So little bit of loss there, huh?
Yeah. But that's why it's just like, I was like, seriously? Like, Amazon was not only way below their estimates, because they're always projected to lose money, but they lost way more than projected. And then, yeah, stock was way up. And then the last bit that I have is earlier today, a little bit ago, actually, Sony released a little teaser and sent out basically invites to a February 20th event, 6 p.m. I don't know what Mountain Standard Central Pacific time it was. I just threw them all together there because I don't know what time it was. They're having an announcement about the future of PlayStation. So
PS4.
PS4 is... what else? What else is that? What else would that mean, right?
Pretty much. That's what I thought. I tried,
the
like,
future is we're not going to make PlayStations anymore. Come to this event where we're going to discontinue our service.
We're selling to Atari.
Like, what else could it possibly be, right?
The one thing I forgot to say about Amazon was their main site was down this 49 afternoon.
49 minutes.
But, like, link, or you could still get to, like, if you had product links, all of those were still up and running.
That's weird.
Did you see that a guy was claiming that they hacked it?
Yeah,
like some group.
They said that there was no outside.
Yeah.
Anything.
I was like, yeah, probably not. You know, like this guy is trying to make it all sound super official that they did it, but.
But anyway. So yeah.
And Google, they put in their patent to the FCC.
For?
Project Glass.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Apple.
FCC, Federal Communications.
FCC.
Go. Yeah.
Apple patented their store.
I'm not even going to comment on that.
Do you want to talk about Samsung? The judge said that they did not voluntarily infringe on the patents.
Yeah, I did read
Although I don't know what the outcome of that is, other than they're not getting banned. I still think they still have to pay Apple, I think was what... I don't know if they have to pay them or not, but I know that they're not getting banned from the U.S. So I don't know whose win that really is, but I don't think either of them really won. Like, Apple won, kind of. But I don't think
in the
anybody...
end, think how much they lost in, like,
I think mostly the consumer lost.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And Mark Cuban's going to fix that, though, so don't worry about it. Or he's going to fix your parents. One of the two. But that's all I have. Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about, sir?
I do not.
Do you want to send a monkey to space real quick?
If Iran can do it, I'm sure we can.
Right. Let's just go do it right out of the courtyard.
Exactly.
Pool's empty. Seems like a good launch pad.
We can go up to my parents' house. I'll need to get my model rocket stuff.
Okay. So anyway.
Anyways.
With that, Super Bowl's this weekend. In case you didn't know. Sunday.
Nobody's probably going to watch it anyways.
Yeah, probably not. There's, who was it that was supposed to have a crazy tech ad? I saw some rumors. There's going to be a big Iron Man 3 trailer.
Yeah, there was like a teaser for the...
A teaser for the teaser?
Yeah.
For the teaser? I don't know. Maybe because last year there was a commercial with all the founders for... I don't remember who... the commercial was actually for in the end, so maybe they didn't do a very good job, but Like, you know, like they had all the different founders, like Instagram, and then like the Words with Friends guys were on the plane at the end. I kind of think it was for like AT&T or something.
That's right.
But it was putting them in the spotlight, but who knows?
Yeah. I haven't seen, I mean, more in the last couple of days. I've seen like, check out our ad on the during the Super Bowl, you know, like stuff like that. But I feel like it's been fairly low key.
There's apparently a porn company that was trying to get an ad, but CBS rejected or whoever. Yeah, CBS is Super Bowl this year, but apparently they have they turned them down and told them no, your money's not good here, I guess. I don't know.
That's funny.
I mean, I'm sure really though that the ad didn't show anything, but still the content was what they show on TV these days, really though. I mean, who are they to judge? Oh, and on a side note, while we're talking about CBS, is it CBS that owns CNET? I think it is.
I'm not sure.
So CBS, the CNET, they did the Dish Hopper problem, right? They took back their... So CES, which is... Or the CEA, which is the Consumer Electronics Association that runs CES, the Consumer Electronics Show.
That's not a tongue twister,
huh? They decided to give Dish the award for Best in Show that CNET took... CBS took back. And they cut... Next year, CNET will not be doing the awards anymore. They revoked them, essentially. And now it's basically up for bid for the other news sites, basically. So in the end, CBS really shot themselves in the foot. So good job, them.
Go team.
So watch the Super Bowl this weekend. Have fun. We'll be back next week. Randy probably won't be back next week.
I will not be back next week.
Where would I be? But I'll be here.
I would be 7, 8 p.m. I might be back to the hotel at that point. I'm going to be in Montana.
He'll be in Montana. So catch him there. But yeah, that's our show. You can catch us at Facebook if you want to see what else is happening.
Facebook.com/BleedGeek.
You can follow us on Twitter.
At BleedGeek.
You could email us if you want.
fans@bleedgeek.com.
Or call us.
406-794-3357.
That actually is the correct number.
406-79-GEEKS.
Otherwise, you can always follow us individually on Twitter. I am at Mike037.
I am at TheCrandall. On Twitter and Instagram.
Next week is the first of the month.
It's the first of the month. So typically
we would have a movie podcast, but it won't be a part of this podcast anymore. It's going to branch out on its own.
We're just kicking them off.
We're just like, F you, Matt, get out of here.
Yeah.
So if you want to check out what's going on there. It will potentially be live, actually, that I don't know, next Thursday. But it'll be up somewhere. If you like us on Facebook, you can find out what's going on with that. We'll have more details there. But yeah, I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy.
We're in reality. thank you for listening and have a good night.